Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank the Lord for all that He is doing, all that He has done. God is such a good God, and He is yet worthy to be praised. Beloved, we're thanking God for the word of the Lord. Amen. And we just love God, and we appreciate, again, all God is doing. We appreciate you listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. And we are praising God, amen, for just being God and just so timely in how God is moving, amen. And I do pray that you all had a wonderful day in the Lord. I pray that your services was power-packed, amen, that God moved by His Spirit. Praise the Lord. And we're doing an exciting teaching entitled The Person and Work of the Holy Spirit. And this segment is dealing with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we began that on our last broadcast. And we're going to pick up, amen, where we left off on our last broadcast. Praise the Lord. Now, we just want you to just sit for just a few minutes. Amen. Gather around. Praise the Lord. Get your Bible. Amen. And join in with us as we just go into the word of the Lord. Praise God. Before we do, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for another Lord's day. We thank you for this opportunity. Father, we love you and we appreciate you, God, for all that you're doing. Father, we thank you, God, for your word. For your word is life, is health, is wholeness, is strength. It's an encouragement and an uplift to our spirit. And Lord God, we ask now for your anointing. We ask, Father God, that you anoint your word, anoint every listener right now, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you meet the needs of your people. Father, take us further in your word, Father God. Don't let the word slip from us, Father. But, oh God, as we receive it, Lord God, let it go down deep in our spirit and bring forth fruit, Father God, fruit that will remain, God. Lord, because it is our desire to be like you, to be made after the image of Christ. Lord, we thank you now for this time. We ask that you continue to bless and have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, beloved, we're going back, amen, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. And we're going to be reading verses 4 through 11. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Praise God. Verses 4 through 11. Now, the word of God says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And this lets us know that that God gives the gifts for us to profit, for us to benefit from, for us to be edified, for us to be lifted up, and for us to be encouraged. Amen. The Holy Ghost is given for the same reasons. Amen. To build us up, to edify us, to walk with us, to instruct. Amen. To lead and guide and protect. Praise God. So, you know, God covers every base. He does not leave us alone. Amen. It is so comforting to know that God is with us and God is walking with us. Amen. Jesus is with us. The Holy Ghost is with us. Praise God. That's power. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, beloved, you have no reason to feel by yourself. Amen. If you love the Lord and you're walking with God, amen, you may not have anyone natural to walk with you right now. Praise God. You may be in a place where you're kind of walking and it's just you, but you're not by yourself, beloved. God is with you. Jesus is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. Praise God. You just need to draw on God. Draw on His presence. Praise the Lord. Draw on the Word of God. Amen. Don't feel sorry for yourself because of where you may be right now. Recognize that God is with you. He sees all. He knows all. Amen. Amen. God is a great, big, wonderful God. Praise God. And so He is faithful to His Word. Praise the Lord. Now, the Scripture says in verse 8, it says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one in the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now we're going to pick up, amen, we're going to talk about now the individual gifts, amen, we're going to go one by one, praise God. We're going to start with what's known as the revelation gifts, and that entails the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and, praise God, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Now, this is the revelation gifts, amen. So we're not going to actually get all of these in order, praise God, but we're going to block them off, if you will. So the first three sets is the word of wisdom, again, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits, praise God. Now, the word of wisdom is insight into the divine acts as to how God himself would do things. Amen. It is the unfolding of his plan and purpose concerning any specific theme in his government of free moral agents. It is the divine revelation of how to best apply God's will in governments and churches. And we do need, amen, the wisdom of God in our church, in our ministries, amen, in our church government, amen, in our administrative areas. We need the wisdom of God. Praise God. We need wisdom that's divine, that comes straight from the Lord when we don't know how to do a certain thing. When we need wisdom, amen, God, that's what we need. We need wisdom that comes from God. And then when he gives us the wisdom, praise God, then we should walk that out, amen, act on that, praise God. Okay. The word of wisdom conveys divine instructions to men and women. And it may be manifested by dreams, visions, audible voices, angels, or by divine utterance in prophecy, tongues, and interpretation. These are all ways that we can get divine wisdom from God. Amen. We get it from the Word. Praise God. We get it from reading and studying and praying. Praise God. God speaking to us. Amen. A lot of times when God begins to give me things, I mean, I'll write it down. Amen. It's a good thing to write things down. Even prophecies is good, amen, to even record things that are said to us. So we know we need wisdom, and God is speaking that wisdom. Amen. So then we can go back and pray. Amen. Implement what God is saying. Amen. And act accordingly. Okay. So the word of knowledge is a revelation of things past, present, and future. But the word of wisdom, and that's what we're talking about, the word of wisdom, is revelation concerning things present and future. Amen. This is things that we're dealing with now or things that we may be dealing with in the future. Amen. That we need wisdom. We need God's wisdom. Okay. This gift is used mainly in the exercise of government, not only in human governments, but in church government. Governmental ability is essential to rulers of any community, state, nation, or to pastors, evangelists, teachers, and elders of any church, to include prophets and apostles. Amen. Now, I want to talk just a little bit about governmental, church government, and human government, and where wisdom comes in at. Praise God. When there is decisions that need to be made, praise God, let's look at the local level, let's look at the state level or the national level. We have been doing a lot of praying for our leaders, and the Bible tells us to pray for our leaders that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, that God would give them wisdom. And I am sure, amen, that our president, amen, has decisions that he has to make. Amen. And he needs wisdom, and we have to pray that God will give wisdom, that God will give the people that are around him the right things to say to him, the things that will help not only on a local level, but all of us, all of the world, all of America. Let me just put it like that. So it's important, beloved, that we pray for for our governments. We cannot have blinders on about what's going on in our governments with the decisions that are being made, the laws that are on the books. We should have a part in that as part of the body of Christ. Amen. We should be praying for God to give wisdom. Amen. Because things that are past today will affect our future. Amen. So it's very important that, and we're talking about revelation that deals with the present and the future. Amen. Decisions that are made today, over the next 2 years, 1 year, 3 years, will affect the future. So it's important that we have wisdom, and that wisdom comes from God. It's very, very important that we remember that we must pray for our leaders. Amen. We need to even make sure we know what's going on. Amen. I'm just deviating a little bit, but this deals with wisdom, the word of wisdom. Praise God. I mean, you know, I think about Joseph. I think about what was happening when Pharaoh had the dream, and he did not know the interpretation of the dream that he had. And God used Joseph to interpret the dream, but also to prepare. Amen. He gave him a right now word. Amen. But that dream did not take place until 7 years later. Amen. But God gave wisdom to Joseph how to prepare for what was coming, because it was a great famine that was coming. And he had wisdom from God, and God gave him how to store up the corn, how to store up the grain, amen. And then when it came time for the famine, when the famine began to take place, they had what they needed because God had given wisdom 7 years before what to do and how to prepare. Amen. We have received warnings about a couple years ago, amen, just before the recession hit and the stock market crashed, the Lord had given me that we were going to go into a depression, that there was coming a depression, amen, and to warn the people. The Lord told me to warn the people, amen. This was in, I believe it was 2007, amen, and a few months later, it wasn't even 5 months that the stock market took a tumble and really crashed. And so we have, as a result, we went into a bad recession. They're calling it a recession. I kind of call it a depressive type, if you will. And we've not seen the worst of it yet, that there's going to be another incident happen. And our nation is really going to go through some upheavals and things. We see gas prices at all-time highs, and you know, all of these things are taking place, praise God. But God forewarns us and gives wisdom and tells us what to do, how to prepare. You know, these things happen in the earth, and we are affected by it, amen, because we are here, praise the Lord. But we can take note of God when he says something and gives wisdom, amen. God warns us when things are going to happen, amen. That's one thing about the prophetic voice, amen, and it's important that the prophet, the office of prophet, is allowed to go forth, amen, in the body, because we need to hear from God, praise the Lord. And so when God gives me things, amen, sometimes it seems so strange and, you know, so way out there, amen. But when we write these things down and God tells us to speak, amen, we must speak, praise God, amen. Just like a few months ago, I'm going to share this as well. The Lord gave me a dream, and he let me know that catastrophe was coming, amen, and that we needed to pray. We needed to really get in a place with God. And, amen, I saw flooding. I saw massive flooding taking place and white waters just coming in. And we've already seen catastrophes happen. The Lord said that there would be this year mighty catastrophes that would take place, praise God, and that the church, it would be to get the church in line, that things had to happen in order for the church to really get in line, that divine judgment was coming, the Lord said, praise God, and so that this would be a season of change, amen, and a season where we must seek the Lord as never before. And already we have seen, amen, I believe over in Australia, where literally cities underwater, a city underwater, amen, flooding, massive flooding, amen, praise God. So these things, the Lord has spoken, praise God, to give us to know that the time that we're living in and what we must do to prepare. And sometimes we just have to simply warn the people of what's coming, warn the people to get into the ark of safety. And that's what I'm saying to you, beloved. Amen. We must stay in the ark of safety. We must be quick to obey the Lord, praise God, because God will give wisdom. He will speak a word in season. Amen. He'll speak a prophetic word, praise God, to warn us, amen, to let us know what's happening, praise God, as well as encouraging and building up all of that, praise God. But I believe that as we walk through 2011, which will be a very trying time for the church, it'll be a trying time for our nation, it'll be a trying time for the people of God, amen, but if we persevere, amen, we will make it through to the end of 2011, praise God, so that we can march forward in 2012, amen. But beloved, I am warning, amen, you too, and this is a warning, praise the Lord, amen, to get before the Lord, begin to seek the face of God, amen, because there is so much on the horizon that's about to take place, praise God, many catastrophes and pestilence, praise God, outbreaks of epidemics, amen, disease, praise God, hunger, praise God, amen, a lot of things are going to happen this year, praise God, major things will happen. There will be many deaths that will take place, praise God. But we must, amen, keep our eyes on God no matter what we go through, no matter what we may face, praise God. And let me just say this because I feel led to share this as well along with this word the Lord spoke to me, and he said that the earth was shaking, the earth's surface had shifted, and we would see volcano eruptions and earthquakes and all these things in different places, and already we've even had tremors even in our state, praise God, that have come through, praise the Lord. So there is a lot going on, beloved, and I am just encouraging you to get before God and seek the face of God, because God will give wisdom, amen. He will warn of things that are coming, praise God. We don't want to turn a deaf ear as those in the days of Noah, when Noah preached, amen, I believe it was about 120 years. It took him a while to build that ark. But all the while he was building, I believe he was warning the people it's going to rain. Amen. Because God simply spoke to him, built an ark, praise God, because of the sin and all that was going on. And beloved, we are really, amen, in a sin-cursed world. Amen. Sin is rampant, running rampant. Murders are running rampant, praise God. All of these things are running rampant, amen. But God is speaking to his people. He's speaking to his prophets, amen. He's speaking to, amen, the church. He's speaking to his apostles. He's speaking to those that have a listening ear to hear what God is saying. And this is a year of change. Hallelujah. This is a year of transition. This is a year, praise God, of transformation. This is a year where God is going to transform the church. Amen. God is going to pull out his real body as a result of the things that must go through. Amen. And go on. Praise God. The judgment that must take place. God is judging sin. Praise God. He's judging it in the body of Christ. He's judging it among his leaders. Praise God. He is judging sin among the lay members. Praise God. And he's calling us out. Praise the Lord. He's calling us, oh, Bashana the Messiah. He's calling us to himself. He's calling his people back to repentance. He's calling us back to the altar. Hallelujah. God is calling us back, praise God, to weep between the porch and the altar. He's calling for the intercessors and the prayer warriors to come back and seek the face of God. Oh, my God, this is a time now, beloved, where we must seek God. We must seek him. Hallelujah. We must seek him, oh my God, with our whole heart. Praise the Lord. We must fast and we must pray. Praise the Lord. We must pray and we must fast. Oh my God, we must weep. Hallelujah. Amen. We must weep for the people of God. We must weep for our nation. We must weep because of the sin and the degradation that's in our nation. And we must, hallelujah, have a heart of repentance. It's time for us to come back to the altars. It's time for the fires of the Holy Ghost to light up the altars where people will have a true hunger and a thirst. Glory to to God for God. Amen. Glory be to God. It's time for us as a people of God to awake out of sleep, awake out of slumber, praise the Lord, and shake off the grave clothes, shake off the deadness, shake off the complacency. Those of you that have callings upon your life, glory be to God, and you have just been at ease in Zion, glory to God, at ease, praise the God, going to church on Sunday, amen, going from Sunday to Sunday, but then not picking up your Bible, not reading your word, not praying, glory to God, but it's time that the gifts be stirred. It's time that we be stirred in our souls. It's time, glory to God, that the rivers of living water from our bellies begin to flow so that God can equip us, glory to God, to pray for those that are lost, pray for those that are dying, pray for those that do not, amen, have Jesus Christ in their lives. Glory be to God. It's time for us to allow the gifts, amen, to be in operation, praise God, because when God warns, amen, he does it for a reason. Oh, my God, I thank God for the anointing. I thank him for his presence. We must allow the word of wisdom, amen, to have its place in the body of Christ. Praise God. I'm reminded of the incident, amen, with the two women that were brought to Solomon. Amen. These two women decided to sacrifice one of their children, the children. Amen, and they, amen, did that because they were hungry. But then the next night, the other woman, she would not do it. Amen, and then they went before Solomon, glory to God, and they were battling over the child. Amen. One was claiming it was hers. The other one said, no, it's mine. So Solomon did not know who the child belonged to. And so he said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to divide the baby in half and give you each half of the baby. And the mother, glory to God, amen, that really the child belonged to, she said, no, do not divide the baby, but give the baby to her. She was willing to sacrifice the child so that the child could live. She was willing to give up her child, in other words, so the child could live. But the other woman said, oh, no, go ahead and divide the baby. But that gave Solomon the wisdom to know, no, that's the mother because she has compassion and she has love. Glory be to God. And this is what God is saying in this hour. Amen. When God speaks to us, amen, we must heed his voice. Glory to God. And once Solomon knew what to do, he acted on it, beloved. And we, amen, must do the same when God is speaking to us, when he's speaking to our heart. Amen. Some of us, God has been dealing with about sin to come out of, amen, things that you've been in for years and years. Glory to God. And still serving God, still going on, but not in the fullness, not in the full capacity because you're hindered. Glory to God. Amen. Because you, amen, have been stunted. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, because you've been, amen, it's like you have weights on you, glory to God, and you're weighted down, praise God. But the word of God lets us know, glory to God, that we must cast off the weights. We must lay aside every weight and the sin, glory to God, that would so easily beset us, and then run the race with patience, glory to God, hallelujah, looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, glory be to God. Oh my God, hallelujah, I feel stirred in my spirit now because God is, amen, alive. Glory to God. He is, amen, moving in this hour, and he's giving us wisdom, praise God. And we must heed the wisdom of God. We must heed the voice of God in this hour, praise God, and allow, amen, this gift in operation in the fullness, praise the Lord. The Bible says if you lack wisdom, you can ask of God, amen, because he will give it to you. Amen. He won't hold it back, praise God. Sometimes we don't want to give people all the information that they need, but sometimes we just need to let go. You know what? When you let go, then God can give you more, praise God. But God doesn't hold back, amen. When you ask him, praise God, he will give you just what you need, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I see I have a caller on the line. We appreciate you being on the line. Caller, would you like to give us your name?
My name is Chantal.
God bless you. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Praise God. We are talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And in particular, the word of wisdom. Praise God. And how we know that God gives us wisdom. Praise God. Again, as I said, amen, the gift of wisdom is much needed in the body of Christ. Praise God. We have so many decisions that we must make. Amen. Even on a daily basis. And so we do need the wisdom of God. Now, I'm just going to give you some scriptures. I don't have time to read these scriptures that are examples of the word of wisdom and how wisdom is displayed in the word of God. If you want to look up these scriptures, Matthew chapter 2, verse 20, praise God, Luke chapter 22, verses 10 through 12, St. John chapter 2, verses 22 through 24, amen, St. John chapter 4, verses 16 through 19. Amen. And one more scripture I'm going to give you, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, talking about the word of wisdom. Amen. The next revelation gift is the word of knowledge. And this is supernatural revelation by the Spirit of certain facts in the mind of God. It may be a revelation concerning God's will, his plan, the secret plans of others, or their acts, thoughts, motives, and ambitions. It is a miraculous revelation like speaking in tongues, amen, which we know comes from God. Praise the Lord. The Spirit is the agent and the man is the recipient of it. Man has nothing to do to get it except receive it by direct communication of the Holy Spirit. This is why the Holy Ghost is so important, because these gifts come from the Spirit of God. Praise God. So we have to be linked in and tapped into the power source, which is the Holy Ghost. Now, this knowledge does not come through natural ability, observation, study, education, or experience. You cannot get a supernatural knowledge by natural means. It comes from God. Amen. God is the one that gives us knowledge. Supernatural is a supernatural gift. It is not even a profound knowledge of the Bible illuminated by the Spirit. It is the revelation of knowledge that man could not have known of himself, such as the knowledge of creation or the church and other truths that were hidden from man from eternity. Neither the gift of wisdom nor the gift of knowledge is given to interpret and to preach and teach the Bible. They are two of the gifts that confirm the word of God. So when we're given a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge, it's going to confirm the word. Praise God. And God confirms his word. When he gives us a word, he'll confirm it. Amen. And then we can go to the word of God, amen, and see that thing as well. Because God doesn't do anything apart from his word. Amen. He acts on his word. He walks in the word. Praise God. So this is why we must know the word of God. Amen. Because Jesus showed us the word. He was the word. Amen. So we want to know how we're to act and how we're to live. Amen. On a daily basis, we must get into the word of the Lord. I'm going to stop because my time is getting short. Amen. But I want to take time right now and just pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Father God, that, amen, you have given us wisdom. Wisdom from above. Amen. Knowledge from above, Father God. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. We thank you that you're stirring up the gifts in your people even now. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you go forth and do the work that only you can do. Minister to your people, minister life, minister health, minister strength, oh God. Keep us, Father God, oh God, flowing in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we relinquish to you and we say, have your way and move among us. Jesus, move. Be Lord in our lives. Father, we thank you now. Touch that one right now, oh my God, that needs strength, that needs healing. Oh God, you go forth and do, oh God, what only you can do. Father, we thank you and we give you praise and we give you honor, oh God, and we give you the glory for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Praise God, and we thank you and we appreciate you for listening and tuning into this broadcast. We pray that you will continue to listen. Amen. If you would like further information concerning Women of Power Ministries, please visit our website, www.wopministries.org. You can drop us an email. My email is Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you want to leave us a prayer request, praise report, comment, you may do so. If you'd like to partner with our ministry, you can write us at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. I see my time is just about gone for today. We will be back on another broadcast in the morning. We will continue teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We pray that the Lord will bless you, that he will keep you, that he will continue to lift you up. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we do appreciate our caller once again. We say God bless you. I pray the blessing of God will be with you and that God will continue to strengthen you, my dear sister, and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Until we meet again, it is my prayer that God will bless you and keep you in his care. Until we meet on our next broadcast, God bless you.